This is Alan Karpik with Edwin Watson, and he is 45 years old today, and that's a good thing. Yeah, you can't shake your head on that. It's all good at any age, but it doesn't seem quite possible that when we were watching number 36 run around for the Boilermakers from 1994 to 97 with Jim Coletto and Joe Tiller. And Edwin, first of all, happy birthday. And I know you're 45 years young, but it's always a special day.
Hey, I appreciate it. It is a special day, 45. my youngest had a football game last night, and I was just thinking like, man, I'm about to be 45 years old. And I barely can run around with them guys, those little ones, right? So, and he's in the fifth grade. So it's catching up to me quick.
Give us a little bit of the elevator speech of what you're up to now. I know you're in Indianapolis and in real estate, et cetera. And anything that you care to share about what you might be doing today with family, friends, or whatever.
What I'm doing here in Indy, my wife and I own a real estate and property management company. Name of the company is Triple E Realty. That's the real estate company, and Triple E Property Management, that's the property management company. So we've been doing that for about 18 years now. So started off as an investor after football ended for me, started purchasing investment opportunities, and then went to corporate America, of course, did that for several years while we built our business. And once the stars aligned, she and I both walked away from corporate America and said, this is what we're going to do full time, and haven't looked back.
Yeah, when you talk about that and what that all is about, that skill set of being good at that, because you did do the corporate thing for a number of years, had opportunities. What have you drawn upon that made the two of you good at what you do?
I was a quality engineer at Rolls Royce. I was a quality executive at Rolls Royce for a few years, and it's all about processes. And that really helps us in the industry that I'm in, was in, and now bringing that to the fold, and being able to pull another Boilermaker with me, Jamel Coleman, actually, used to play with us. He actually works with us as our one of our managers, and he kind of did quality engineering as well. So we have those processes to be able to put in place and making sure that we're eliminating wasted time and things like that for our staff. So that really leans on us. Then my wife has an accounting degree, so she does the books and make sure that, although I have to make sure she doesn't spend all the money, she makes sure the money is going in the right places and the books budget out at the end of the month.
Yeah, Jamel Coleman, defensive back, number 14, as I recall. Is that right? I don't know.
Absolutely.
I'm remembering right. Got a lot of playing time in his days as a Boilermaker, and you guys were teammates. You know, process is an interesting thing, and you had two different experiences as coaches. You had Joe Tiller, you had Jim Coletto. Yes, you had a huge part of making Joe Tiller's first year an unbelievable success. But what did you learn from both those guys? Because both of them are process oriented, I'm sure, as coaches, and had plans and how they went about things. What were your takeaways from the Coletto experience and then from the Tiller experience?
The Coletto experience, obviously, we didn't have a lot of success on the field, but we did have a lot of individual success as far as building players, right? As far as we just couldn't ever quite gel it together on Saturday like we should, and the ability to be able to finish games, right? That was probably our Achilles heel, inability to finish, and pretty much the mindset shift from Coach Tiller to from Coach Coletto to Coach Tiller was the expectation of winning, right? So we expected to win, and Coach kind of put that expectation on us that we expected to win, and we practiced for that. We practiced for everything. Everything was structured, right? We had a lot of structure, a lot more structure than we had previously. So when the situation presented itself, you were prepared for it. Right.
Yeah.
We practiced it's a minute left. You got one timeout, go. Right. We practiced that. So the Michigan State experience, right? it wasn't a big deal. Everybody was calm because we had done it so many times in practice that the process fell in place. So big difference, big shifts. you know, had small successes with Coach Coletto. I love him to this day. He gave me my opportunity to get on the field. Funny story, when you ask about birthdays, I tell my wife this, and so I make them seem like I'm just this prodigy where I scored my first touchdown at 17 years old, right?
Yeah.
Against Ball State, and my birthday was the following weekend. So
that's right.
So I scored my first touchdown. So I said, oh, I was in college at 17 years old. I'm a prodigy. You know, we just love hearing that story all the time.
That's right. You were a youngster coming in out of Detroit. Pontiac, I'm sorry. Oh gosh, don't make that mistake. That's terrible. Out of Pontiac, which is north of Detroit, and of course, and tell me a little bit about and I asked you a little bit about birthday traditions growing up, but also just how you got to Purdue. Who recruited you? What was that tie? You know, Purdue had players from the, you know, from the Oakland County and Wayne County areas over the years, but tell me how that came about.
Well, I was all set. I was all set almost to go to Michigan, right? So Michigan had offered, it was an offer on the table. Then Bobby Turner came into my living room. He came into my living room, and me and Adrian Beasley, that we joke about it all the time. He had me in point stands, and he was just slapping my legs, right? Saying, man, you're strong, and you can play for me right now. And just everything about him just made me want to be a Boilermaker, right? So. Yeah. Everything. And so if it wasn't for him, I would be a Wolverine. I know I would have been. But Bobby Turner, everything about him, I just wanted to play for him. I really wanted to play for him. And I got the opportunity to do it for a couple of years before he moved on to the Broncos. So that's how I got to Purdue. 100%. He convinced me that Purdue was a place for me, and he was the coach to get me where I needed to go.
Yes. And a prolific career at Purdue. I know that Edwin doesn't recite these, but I will. He's seventh in career all-time yards, eighth in rushing of 10th. And as a youngster, he might have been 19 at this date, 227 yards against the NC State Wolfpack. And I remember that game. That the seas were parting. You guys were running wild. All great running backs have memories of their best days. And this is one of the top days, top five or six individual game performance in Purdue football history. What do you remember about that game and just having that big afternoon against the Wolfpack?
I remember the line being dominant, right?
Yeah.
The line, I mean, we dominated the line of scrimmage. It seems like every carry was 10 or more yards. And just, you know, the line had their way that day. They as they say, they ate their weeds that morning.
Yeah.
And we came out and we dominated the line of scrimmage. We didn't know. Coach going in had a feeling that we would have some success running the ball. And once we started early doing it, he rode it all the way through. And I was happy to be a part of it.
You know, one of my favorite memories and talk about that turnaround season where Joe Tiller said every week was Christmas. And in some ways in 1997, that is true. After the Toledo loss, you know, you beat Notre Dame and go through what you went through. One of my favorite plays, I think it was one of the first or second plays from scrimmage night in the 97 game against Wisconsin, a very formidable opponent. And you take off, I think it was 75 yards on that one. Do you still see that one in your dreams at all?
I do, but the only bad thing is I see Brian Alford just running next to me. I'm at a full sprint. He's just jogging right next to me. Like, what are you doing, man? So, but yeah, another situation where everything lined up, that we called him in a blitz. It looks like one of the linebackers probably hit the wrong gap. I was able to scoot through there, and the field was open. At that point, no one was catching it. So,
yeah. Yeah, you had your advantage on Ron Dane at that point in time. So that was a good thing you tell your grandkids. So tell me a little bit of what you care to share about your family and what's going on in the life of the Watsons these days outside of a special birthday for you.
I got two boys, 13 and 11. Both are playing football, baseball, track, you name it. And dad gets out there and coaches every chance he gets, right?
Good.
I stay away from baseball. Well, I coach him after the coach coaches me how to coach him in baseball. So I sit back. I get to be a dad during the baseball season. But football season, I'm locked in. So I coach both of them. My oldest is headed to high school next year. Believe it or not, wow,
yeah.
High school. So it'll be interesting how I convince whatever school he goes to say, hey, I got a guy that wants to volunteer. So
yeah.
My beautiful wife, Ivana, like I said, we've been married for 20 years now.
Good for you.
Celebrate our 20-year anniversary this year. And you know, we get the blessing to be able to work together every single day. That doesn't work for a lot of folks, but
yeah,
it works for us. We have our own offices now, which makes it a lot easier.
So yeah, that's
a lot easier. So that's what's going on. I mean, we work a lot, family, make sure that we spend time with family. We do a lot of traveling with the kids. We try to do a few trips a year just to, you know, unwind a little bit because, you know, we work a lot, you know, trying to build a solid foundation for them and the Watsons from years to come. So that's the goal.
Yes, in the Indianapolis area is chock full of Purdue football alums. Number 59, you probably see him from time to time, Roosevelt Coleman and others in that town. All right. One, you know, the Boilermaker Rose Bowl team, the 2001 Rose Bowl team celebrated, had a reunion this past weekend. And you guys, even though it wasn't you didn't quite get to Pasadena, you certainly had a part in planning that expectation in 97. And even though Drew Brees was just a reserve quarterback that season, what kind of a satisfaction do you take in terms of building that? And then, yes, ultimately those guys got to go to Pasadena. You got to go to San Antonio and win a game. That was a big deal as well. But tell, you know, what's your takeaway from that and that ability to, you know, start something big that ultimately somebody else got to share and have the glory to some extent by getting out to Pasadena?
Absolutely. We look back at that first year. So that senior year, a new staff comes in, and I joke, me and Kendall Matthews, we were sitting watching the bowl game the year before, Wyoming's bowl game. And we looked at each other like, man, they ran the ball like three times. So we were kind of a bit skeptical of the new staff coming in, and quickly you saw it was just the coaches. Man. It was really, and as you get older, you see, not that we didn't have good coaches, not that we had good coaches before, but we had great coaches when the new staff came in. And you can just tell the difference. The fact that you were just learning so much, right? We were learning so much that we didn't know who are seniors. And we're like, why am I just not learning this, right? So, and then once we started having some success, and then to be able to say, man, you know, we struggled for 3 years, and then we had a lot of success that very first year, and then it just kept going, and it just kept building. And I think our success allowed for better players, as they say, to want to come to Purdue, the four-star guys, as they say or five-star guys. So we can always say, hey, we were the beginning, the spark that got it all started. And I love Purdue to this day. I support them, forever grateful, forever true, right behind me.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to be a part of that 1 year that started, you know, the rebuilding process.
Kendall Matthews, Edwin Watson, two as good a tandem running backs as Purdue's had. Unfortunately, Kendall pulled up in that hamstring or whatever against Illinois, but on his way to a long touchdown, as I recall.
Yeah.
But again, really changed the face of Purdue football, these guys as seniors on this football team. A lot of credit needs to go to them. We all, you know, not that credit doesn't go to others, but these guys had a huge part in making that change. Edwin, I'm going to let you get back. I know you're a busy day ahead of your work. I hope you get a special birthday. So do the kids do anything special? Are you going to do anything special tonight to frequent an establishment of sorts, or what's the family plan today?
Well, they'll have a party. They got, looks like they got food out there at work. So
they'll
feed me today, but hey, it's football season. So we got practice tonight. So we got a game tomorrow. So we'll celebrate. We'll probably celebrate this weekend, but for right now we're locked in and getting ready for a game.
All right. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks so much for taking the time. And we'll remember your 45th birthday and look forward to many, many more.
Thank you. Boiler up.